Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula. Chapter 11, Scene 1, Gokula's Reaction to the Falling of the Twin Arjuna Trees. When the twin Arjuna trees fell to the ground, making a sound like the falling of thunderbolts, all the inhabitants of Gokula, including Nanda Maharaj, immediately came to the spot. They were very much astonished to see how the two great trees had suddenly fallen. And because they could find no reason for their falling down, they were puzzled. When they saw child Krishna bound up to the wooden mortar by the ropes of Yashoda, they began to think that it must have been caused by some demon. Otherwise, how was it possible? At the same time, they were very much perturbed because such uncommon incidents were always happening to child Krishna. While the elderly cowherder men were thus contemplating, the small children who were playing there informed the men that the trees fell due to Krishna's pulling the wooden grinding mortar with the ropes to which he was bound. Krishna came in between the two trees, and the wooden mortar was topsy-turvy and stuck in between the trees. Krishna began to pull the rope, and the trees fell down. And when the trees fell down, two very dazzling men came out of the trees, and they began to talk to Krishna. Most of the cowherder men did not believe the statement of the children. They could not believe that such things were at all possible. However, some of them did believe and told Nanda Maharaj, "Yes, your child is different from all other children. He just might have done it." Nanda Maharaj began to smile, hearing about the extraordinary abilities of his son Krishna. Nanda came forward and untied the knot just to free his wonderful child. And after being freed by Nanda Maharaj, Krishna was taken onto the laps of the elderly gopis. They took him away to the courtyard of the house and began to clap, praising Krishna's wonderful activities. And Krishna began to clap along with them, just like an ordinary child. The Supreme Lord Krishna, being completely controlled by the gopis, began to sing and dance just like a puppet in their hands. Tokena jiva haranang yad ulukikaya trai masi kasya chapada shakato pravritta yad ringa tantra gatena divi sprishur va un mulanam tu itara parjunayo nabhavyam. Ringata, wild crawling. Lord Brahma said to his son, the great saint Narada, "There is no doubt about Lord Krishna being the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, how is it possible for Krishna to kill a giant demon like Putana when he was just on the lap of his mother, and to overturn a cart with his leg when he was only 3 months old, to uproot a pair of Arjuna trees so high that they touched the sky when he was only crawling? All these activities are impossible for anyone other than the Lord himself. One cannot manufacture God by one's mental speculation or by numerical votes, as has become a practice for the less intelligent class of men. God is God eternally, and an ordinary living entity is eternally part and parcel of God. God is one without a second, and the ordinary living entities are many without number. All such living entities are maintained by God Himself, and that is the verdict of the Vedic literatures. When Krishna was on the lap of his mother, the demon Putana appeared before Yashoda and prayed to allow her to nurture the child in her lap. Mother Yashoda agreed, and child Krishna was transferred onto the lap of Putana, who was in the garb of a respectable lady. Putana wanted to kill child Krishna by smearing poison on the nipple of her breast. But when everything was complete, the Lord sucked her breast along with her very air of life, and demon Putana's gigantic body, said to be as long as 6 miles, fell down. But Lord Krishna did not need to expand himself to the length of the she-demon Putana. Although Krishna was quite competent to extend himself more than 6 miles. In his Vamana incarnation, Krishna posed himself as a dwarf Brahmana. But when Krishna took possession of the land promised by Bali Maharaj, Vamana expanded his footstep to the top of the universe, extending over thousands and millions of miles. So it was not very difficult for Krishna to perform a miracle by extending his bodily feature. But Krishna had no desire to do it because of his deep filial love for his mother, Yashoda. For if Yashoda had seen Krishna in her lap, extending 6 miles just to cope with the she-demon Putana, then the natural filial love of Yashoda would have been hurt, because in that way, Yashoda would have come to know that her so-called son, Krishna, was God Himself. And with the knowledge of the Godhood of Krishna, Yashoda Mayi would have lost the temper of her love for Krishna as a natural mother. But as far as Lord Krishna is concerned, Krishna is God always, either as a child on the lap of his mother or as the coverer of the universe, Vamana Devi. Krishna does not require to become God by undergoing severe penances, although some men think of becoming God in that way. By undergoing severe austerities and penances, one cannot become one or equal with God, but one can attain most of the godly qualities. A living being can attain godly qualities to a large extent, but he or she cannot become God, whereas Krishna, without undergoing any type of penance, is God always, either in the lap of his mother, or growing up, or at any stage of growth. So at the age of only 3 months, Krishna killed the Shakata Asura, who had remained hidden behind a cart in the house of Yashoda Mayi. And when Krishna was crawling and was disturbing his mother from doing household affairs, the mother tied him with a grinding pestle. But the naughty child dragged the pestle up to a pair of very high Arjuna trees in the yard of Yashoda Mayi. And when the pestle was stuck between the pair of trees, they fell down with a horrible sound. When Yashoda Mayi came to see the happenings, she thought that her child had been saved from the falling trees by the mercy of the Lord, without knowing that the Lord Himself, crawling in her yard, had wreaked the havoc. And so, that is the way of reciprocation of loving affairs between the Lord and His devotees. Yashoda Mai wanted to have the Lord as her child, and the Lord played exactly like a child in her lap. But at the same time, He played the part of the Almighty Lord whenever it was so required. The beauty of such pastimes is that the Lord fulfills everyone's desire. In the case of felling the gigantic Arjuna trees, the Lord's mission was to deliver the two sons of Kuvera, who were condemned to become trees by the curse of Narada, as well as to play like a crawling child in the yard of Yashoda, who took transcendental pleasure in seeing such activities of the Lord in the very yard of her home. In any condition, the Lord is Lord of the universe and can act as such in any form, gigantic or small, as He likes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.